Today, February 5th, is the feast day of St. Agatha, one of the early Christian martyrs. Her name was placed in the first Eucharistic prayer in the 600s by Pope Gregory the Great. So she's now in the canon that we say in the first Eucharistic prayer. But most likely she died between the years 240 and 250 under the bitter persecution of the Emperor Decius. And we know that Agatha was born and raised in the area of Sicily. She was a Christian and most likely from noble birth. She was known for her loveliness and her kindness and her Christian charity. And because of this, she was arrested by Quintian, the governor of Sicily, who sent her to a house of prostitution to have her violated. Then she was badly mutilated and finally died, apparently being burned on hot coals. So we see that she did preserve her chastity and her purity for Jesus Christ, even though she was badly tortured and killed for being a Christian. And that's basically all we know about St. Agatha. She was very young when she died, perhaps in her late teens. And today she is known as the patroness of nurses, foundrymen, miners, jewelers, and even alpine guides. The year after her death, there was an eruption was going to take place at Mount Etna. And the people prayed through the intercession of this young virgin, St. Agatha, who had been martyred the year before. And the volcano did not erupt and damage the village. Ever since then, she's been known as the intercessor against earthquakes, as well as fire, famine, thunderstorms, and volcanic eruptions. So even though we don't know a great deal about her life, we do know that the two main things she was known for was, first of all, preserving her purity and her chastity for Jesus Christ, and also being willing to give her life for Christ despite torture and martyrdom.